We're back on In Focus, News Radio, KMAN, Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, joined today by Brady Burton, USD 384, Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent, and Cliff Williams, USD 378, Raleigh County Superintendent. And as we continue our conversation, I know Brady had some things he wanted to bring up on dyslexia here.
Well, I do. The Kent State Department of Ed is looking at maybe trying to implement more initiatives for us in education on dealing with students with dyslexia. And some of these recommendations will be becoming before the state board. There's information out there. People can look it up. Not all the state board members are by any means in favor of some of these recommendations that's going to come before them. It would require, I think, quite a bit more work for the classroom teacher dealing with increased training, screening, possible changes in what will be required of instruction in the classroom. And, of course, right now this is unfunded. So they're going to have to look at revenue streams to fund something like this, which is another issue. So I just wanted people out there listening, whatever your thoughts are on this, is to maybe look into it, look it up, research it a little bit more. I think you're going to see some things out there come January when the legislature comes back and looking at wanting to have some bills to implement more requirements for educators in the area of dyslexia. And to be real honest, I'm real leery on these. I'm not really I think we're doing quite a bit for kids with dyslexia now. You know, if we have children that have dyslexia, trying to meet their needs already without more mandated type curriculum out there, more training, more time for teachers, another thing that is going to require more funding. So anyway, just be aware of it.
I think there's a lot of great points, Brady, and I too, we belong to the same co-op, the special ed co-op, and we think our crew does a great job there and really are identifying kids and meeting their needs. And it is a concern when they look at some different mandates and they don't fund those because, you know, something else has to give. And right now we're trying to put all of our funds in the right spots for our kids, and it's all a little bit different for each district. But we want to make sure that, you know, we know all the facts.
All right. Well, it looks like we have a caller here. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Well, that sounds like they hung up. Are they still there? Nope. Okay. Well, that's interesting. So when it's not funded, then that comes back on you guys. Isn't that right?
That's correct. And, you know, just like I said earlier, Brandon, you know, unfortunately, you have to make some choices. And sometimes there's winners and losers out of that deal. And, you know, right now all of our budgets are strapped, and you know, we're trying to meet all these kids' needs as best we can. And you know, being a little smaller schools, you know, we do have some uniqueness with that. And so we hope that everybody at least looks at all the options, and one of those being the funding to be able to try to help those kids.
And Brandon, currently it's not, I mean, there's nothing that has passed, and I know part of the discussion will be, you know, looking at trying to fund it or what needs to be done or if they can fund it. So in all fairness, you know, I think that's going to be looked at too. But like Cliff said, you know, as you add new programs, obviously you're going to have to come up with some type of revenue source to fund something or eliminate something. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. That'll be one to keep your eye on here in January. Cliff, you had something on teacher vacancies. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, you talk about those funds and where you're going and the ability to try to recruit. And the latest information that we got from KSB was telling us that last spring we had a shortage in the state of Kansas of about 550 teachers. And that has increased to 815 this fall. We do an annual report, and it's kind of scary to see that number increase. I know we just recently experienced two retirees just this fall already, because our staff, you know, kudos to them for thinking about us, that they told us so early because they know the challenges we have. And just to highlight where those areas are, special ed is the number one, and then elementary, and then we have science, English, and math to round out the top five groups of vacancies. So if you think about the school districts in that number, that's almost three per school district. So that's a pretty good number right there that we've got to try to fill. I think both of us were fortunate this spring that we filled ours, but we definitely were counting our blessings.
And I agree. I know we're staffed fully for this year. I've been at Blue Valley for 15 years. The only time we haven't staffed fully was a year ago, and we weren't able to find a secondary math teacher, which created some issues for our students and parents and district. So I feel blessed that we are staffed, but it is a real issue. And I think elementary teachers, Cliff was third on your list, which is amazing to me because, recently we've had problems staffing any area, but, you know, 6-7 years ago, that was probably the area that we had the abundance of staff was elementary ed. You know, you'd have I can remember 7-8 years ago, we had I think it was a second grade opening at our elementary in Olsburg, and we're a 1A district. I had 65 applications for that opening. If I get 3 applications today for an elementary opening, I feel lucky.
Wow, that's fascinating. It looks like our caller has called back here, so let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Keeps hanging up on me.
Oh, we got you now. You're on air. Go ahead. Well, doggone it. I'm trying to get him connected. Well, let's keep rolling here. I know, Cliff, you also have some stuff on inclement weather.
Yeah, Dave kind of teed that up. You know, I hope that old tradition of saying the first snow, whatever date that comes on, that's how many more you're going to have. I hope that's wrong, but I know I speak for Brady when we say we do our best to try to get out and communicate. K-Man is a critical link for us. We do use radio stations, TV stations. We both have a school messenger system that sends out a text and an email to our parents. We greatly appreciate all those stations that try to help us. Sometimes we're making tough decisions right down to the wire about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. We also use 13 different school districts. We all call each other in the morning and talk through it. I know our city and county officials help us with that, the road crews. And so we do put a lot of thought into that before we do have to, you know, cancel school. We do encourage parents that if we'd ever have to cancel school during the middle of the day, that we hope that they think ahead and they have a plan for that. I know that can be a real inconvenience, but we do have to think about the safety of our kids. And so we hope that we don't have to make a lot of those decisions this year, but it is right around the corner.
Well, I might add it was too many last year. Seemed like every week we were deciding if we should call off school, have a late start, what we're going to do. And Cliff is right. It's coming up before we know it, unfortunately. You know, I think some people out there feel like, you know, a school superintendent flips a coin and, you know, heads we have school, tails we don't. And like he did a good job going into a lot of the thought behind, you know, the decision making. And you know, another, you know, far as technology that we use, radar and everything out there, the patterns that are coming in are a great help too. I know we all look at the radar and weather forecast and some of those things. And I know last winter, most of them were right on. I mean, we like to give the weatherman a hard time and that they're never right. But I think most of the time last year on what we did was pretty right on.
Yeah. And people, there's so many different ways to get those alerts nowadays. So that's good news. Well, guys, appreciate you being here, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Snow hasn't called off radio anytime recently.
You're the man, Dave.
Yeah, thanks.
Back with this, we'll have Dr. Thomas Lane from K-State next on News Radio KMAN.